Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3, plenary call number 16 on the 12th of June, 2019 at 2100 UTC. Members attending the call today are Cheryl, Daniel, Lou, Yap, Jeff, Erica, Sebastian, Vanda, Pat, Tola, and Michael, and Wolfgang. Observers joining us. Pardon me? Thank you. Observers joining us are Bernard Turcotte, Jim Prendergast, and Lars Hoffman. And attending from ICANN.org, we have Jennifer and Brenda. And we have no apologies. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to please state your name before speaking for the record. And I'll turn it over to Pat and Cheryl. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. I might jump in and get started. I've donated my right brain to us, to our meeting for the first half hour, then you'll have my full attention after that. If we can just look for the usual administration of, is there anybody who needs to give us an update on their statements of interest, please do so now. And I'm looking up and down the list and not seeing anyone wave at me frantically. So if there is an update to a statement of interest, perhaps you can type it into chat. And then I just want to draw your attention to the agenda, which is in front of you, looking suspiciously like a rinse and repeat from last week's call, although, of course, the terms of reference document and the work plan are significantly changed from last week as we went through, and Pat and staff and I have gone through those documents today. Yesterday, in my world. And thank you for the musical interlude, but I really don't need the fanfare. What we will be seeking is a sign off on these as final, because we intend to transmit them in the next few hours after this call. With that, I would also mention that under any other business, if any of you have any other business you'd like to flag now, let us know, and we'll make sure we leave adequate time. We will call for any other business again, but assuming that we will have time, Pat and I would like to just show you the current state of the planned agenda for the meeting we'll be holding on the 23rd of June, and hopefully Brenda's managed to find that document to display. That's about the only other thing I think we've wanted to do. Pat, have I missed anything on agenda?
I don't believe so. Thank you, Cheryl.
Okay. Well, in that case, let's move on to item two, which is our usual updates from work parties. And I want to, first of all, Pat and I want to thank you all for the work you've all put in on the TOR. And indeed the work plan percentages completed since our last call. We certainly appreciate the input and also recognise the calls that have been held in the interim as well for some of the work parties. But let's start, as we always do in these calls, with board. Is it Sebastian or Osvaldo who is going to start off?
Sebastian Bachelet speaking. I guess we'll start. Osvaldo made a lot of progress in the document, and I follow him, and therefore I hope that the last version of the document it's better. We have had all that on the Google Doc, and we will appreciate if there are any feedback from any member of the group. Two things we need to do quite quickly is to be prepared for all the meeting in Marrakesh, and the question we may have to ask part is already on the document somewhere else, and we will put it in a specific place for that. And if I can ask staff to send us a mail with a list of the meeting we are supposed to have, and eventually the one who are not yet totally finalized, like that, we will know with which group we will meet, and if we have questions, how we organize those questions. And I will be happy to answer any question if you have. And Osvaldo, if you want to add something, please. Thank you.
Hello, this is Osvaldo. Do you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, yes, as Sebastian said, yes, we need to prepare the question. I also saw that we have a lot of common themes with the other working teams. So perhaps we should coordinate some time to, we should dedicate some time to coordinate with the different teams to have an one only list of questions. Also, we are studying the ATRT2 recommendations to see which ones we should focus on.
Thank you, Osvaldo and Cheryl Langdon, all for the record, and thank you, Sebastian. A couple of things. I believe that there was an email that came out from Jennifer a little while back listing the various interactions face-to-face with the different component parts of ICANN, but obviously we can resend that, and they were we can certainly send them as ICALs or whatever the invitation is of your choice as well, but I'm pretty sure I saw an email with all of those outlined, but if not, we will make sure it's resent or sent. And that will have all the information on it. With the reference to, and this goes now to all of the work parties, yes, we would very much like to have a single set of questions. And when you have a look at the agenda for the 23rd, you'll note a couple of things. First of all, in the morning, there is a block of time to do exactly as Osvaldo and Sebastian have just mentioned, and that the call also was made from the reviews working party, and that is to look at harmonisation where necessary, mutualism, interdependencies, etc. So we will be doing that face-to-face in particular, and the appendix to the agenda is the list of questions. At the moment, it only has the GAC ones in. We're expecting the community ones to come across as soon as they're polished up after their recent call. And so we can extract the ones that board as work party is prepared as well as any that reviews want to contribute. Because it is important that we try and get those questions out to the people we're interacting with as early as possible. Without garnering what we'll get back to when we look at that agenda then. If there's no questions for Sebastian and Osvaldo, let's move to GAC. And I know Vanda has sent a slide, so if we can show the slide. And over to you, Vanda and Lou.
Hi, Vanda. Vanda for the records. I believe our main focus being GAC. As Cheryl said, we sent previously the question for Dan, but I have asked Leo to help on get some more time with Share, Vice Share, or even other members of the GAC to have a more detailed conversation with Dan to get more feedback from them. So we are reviewing ATRT2 GAC. It's a specific section on the ATRT2. Already sent to Daniel this information to be better prepared. Nowadays, I'm personally working on the detailed working plan for after Marrakesh to Singapore, as we did from the previous slice of time from Los Angeles and Marrakesh. So that's all for us. And I do believe that if someone can also talk, I'm seeing Wolfgang and Martin. I'm not seeing Leo, but anyway, Liu Yuang is there. If he can add something, I'm open for any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Vandalu. Did you have anything additional to add?
Yeah, I just as Leo speaking, I agree with Wanda, and I will contact with GAC leadership and to find a person from to find the member to work with the GAC working group and to help us to finish the question and the interview. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. I do believe we have an interaction with the GAC, and I had read this when I saw this from the GAC working party as an additional informal interaction. If that can't be worked out, of course, during the very busy Marrakesh meeting, what we might be able to do is have that as a follow-up from the Marrakesh meeting that is formally organised. So let's see how we go with that over the next little while, see what sort of feedback you get, Lou, that'd be great. Okay, then so let's go back to the agenda and move to reviews. And Daniel, I'm assuming that will be you.
Yes, Daniel, for the record, hope I can be heard loud and clear. Can I be heard?
Yes, you can.
Thank you very much. To proceed, we had a meeting for the reviews work party, and at least we looked at the new terms of reference document, and then some adjustments, some amendments were made and updated into the document respectively. And also, one of the outcomes of the meeting was that we requested that the different work parties be able to extract the components of the HR2 recommendations that they're working on and what they'll be focusing on. And at least the information was sent out respectively, and we're able to receive appropriate, we've so far received feedback from Vanda that they're working on the GAC issues. And also a note from Casey. She also sends in her apologies for today's call. And also she highlights that she did another extensive markup on the document from which HR2 and HR1 are specific basically to both the GAC and the community groups. And so we're going to devise appropriate means of how we can be able to aggregate feedback from all the respective working groups and also be able to proceed with our work respectively. And then we shall be able to at least make more updates after the Marrakesh meeting. Thank you. That's a brief update from the Reviews Work Party. Back to you.
Thank you very much for that. Thanks, Daniel. And we note Casey's apologies then. Thank you for passing that on. I just wanted to remind you that you will have this interaction time, workshop time in the morning on the 23rd as well. So for people to think about that is where nexus and interdependencies is very important. I also would ask if you can start getting any specific questions prepared as well. That would be extremely useful if we get those as early as possible. And when you have a look at the agenda, you'll see the face-to-face interactions we have planned for the afternoon and confirmed, I should say, for the afternoon, and that might also inspire some of you. With that, let's move to community. Sorry, Daniel, your hand's back up. Go ahead, sorry.
Daniel, for the record. Yeah, we have at least some formal questions that we had extracted, and we shall be merging them into the respective discussion that we shall be holding. So right now, what I'm doing right now is to extract all the questions into one specific page, and then that page will be shared, and then the different work parties will be able to see what they so far have to avoid overlap. Also, the next face-to-face meeting. Thank you. Back to you, Cheryl.
Thank you very much, Cheryl, for the record, and I appreciate that, Daniel, particularly since Pat and I would be keen to append all of these questions to our agenda for the 23rd, and also then to get them out to the people we're interacting with as early as possible, as well as, of course, make them public to the wider ICANN community. With that, I'm assuming that Erica is going to pick up the mantle for, oh no, Michael's here as well, so they can flip a coin. Michael and Erica held a call only a few hours ago, so I'm sure they've got a couple of things to update us with. Whomever wishes to jump in, do so.
Here, why don't I take it first, just because you seemed so astonished that I'm here. The community team had a meeting earlier today, which some of you attended. And as part of that, we have essentially finalized our questions for the discussions at Marrakesh. They were almost finalized on the call, subject to wordsmithing of one final question, which has now been revised, and which we are ready to send, which we can send around right now, actually. So I think that barring any last minute objections or additional inputs, we're good to go on that front. We also discussed our contributions, our scope of work. Maybe I will let Erica take that forward since she led that part of the discussion. Erica, do you want to pick this part up?
Hey, Michael, this is Erica. I'm sure I'm happy to just jump in a little bit there. We had we spent most of our call this morning, like Michael said, working on our questions. And then as part of that, we talked a little bit about some of the resource requests that we had put in and some edits we'd made to that since our last call, including, we've refined some information we need around the 5-year plan that's part of our scope of work. But in addition to that, we also spoke a little bit to some future actions that we might want to take around surveying community and things like that. And I think what might be most of interest to the rest of the group on that topic, I think Daniel primarily brought up just kind of the need for us all. We've brought this up in a couple of different ways too, but the need for us all to coordinate on any questions and things like that. So I think we've already talked about that a little bit in terms of the plan for the day of the 23rd, but also going forward, as the community group starts to talk about any additional surveys and things that we might put to the community, coordinating that with others as well. But I think that about covers it. So I'm happy to answer questions. And thank you, Michael, for jumping in there too.
Great, thank you very much for that. Pat, I'm wondering, with the similarity of some of what we've heard from each of the work parties now on the desirability for some mutual work to start happening, if we might get Brenda to display the agenda, the proposed agenda for the 23rd now, and they can have a quick look through so they know, and this is where they need to put the questions, et cetera, et cetera. That'll take it out of AOB, but I think it's probably time well spent. It'll only be no more than 3 to 5 minutes, I would think. Oh, look at that. Like magic, Brenda is cued, ready to go. Okay, so we'll just scroll down closely. The top is all the usual administration requirements, where we are, et cetera, how to join in the Zoom link, whether or not you're on site or not, you'll find the Zoom link useful. Please note, we will be starting at 9 o'clock, so we suggest strongly in bold that you get there between 8:45 and a few minutes before 9. The usual administration stuff will go on for the first 15 minutes. We will then have another 15 minutes of the updates, basically the sorts of things that you've done now, but it would be smart, SMART, if you had prepared perhaps a PowerPoint slide from each of your work parties to give a little outline. Just a single slide will be fine, just so we had that as part of the body of work in record from the face-to-face meeting there. We'll then have our morning break, and the breaks are to align with the breaks that are planned for the each day's for the rest of the conference, allowing 5 minutes worth of lag time. Then back at 10:35, this is where we're going to be looking at this whole idea of how we're going to look at mutually agreed methodologies. We've already talked about the fact that we'll be using the SMART system. We'll make sure that all of us understand that there are some variabilities in the SMART system, and so we would encourage you as homework to look at least at the Wikipedia link there and go and delve into whether you're keen on SMART or SMARTer, and that to make sure you know the difference between SMART goals and SMART objectives, all that sort of thing. So a little bit of pre-reading on the plane. Don't want to have you all bored while you're on your planes. But we'll be looking at what type of methodologies, any information and data capture, how you're going to be doing the analysis. And of course, because we should have our technical writer on board and in the room then, start looking at reporting and what we're going to be doing in terms of all of that. So that's that block of time. Then this comes into 11:15 to 12 o'clock, a workshop exercise. And this is where we're going to be looking at interdependencies and dependencies, how we're going to progress your work party activities, any interactivities, and of course, how we're going to move on with the overall work plan. Jennifer is now going to make sense of the fact that AM stops at 12:00 and starts becoming PM. Thank you, Jennifer. Once we click over the top, and then of course we will be looking, we'll be spending some time then going into greater detail on preparing for the interactions that we'll be running for the rest of that day. And of course, making sure that everyone, particularly those on site, are absolutely familiar with all of the logistics, room locations, who we're meeting, when, any sort of documentation that we'll be running, how we're going to be documenting, recording and minuting our interactions, all of that sort of thing. Then, of course, we have our thrill-packed and exciting afternoon. Lunch will start at 12:50 promptly, and that will be a working session with the board members as listed. That's Avery Doria, Leon Sanchez and Martin. We assume you'll be on deck then as well. We then have confirmed, and there's another name we need to add. Jennifer, I'll get that to you after this meeting. The CCTRT group will be meeting with us. Jonathan has invited another one of his co-leads, but we'll polish that up and make sure we've got all of the invitees done shortly. Thank you. My poor spelling of people's names, I'm glad one of us is looking at the details. Then what we're going to try and do is, after each of the interactions or each two interactions, take a little bit of time to discuss and consolidate in our own minds and thinking what you've got out of it, what you might need to follow up on, etc. So we don't lose the energy as we move on to and yet another conversation. So a little moment of 15 minutes or so to discuss and consolidate what you've found in that interaction, those interactions. Afternoon tea break is there. We then have ATRT2 specific review. Avery may be able to be available then, but certainly Alan will be and Brian will be. In fact, Brian is probably just going to come for the whole afternoon, I believe. He maintains his dance card, may as well be with us. Alan will then stay for the next session, which of course is the RDS review team. He was the chair of that. He's following up with Susan and Katrin, so we will know whether they are confirmed or not before we get there. And then, of course, we've also managed to find out that the SSRT too, who are meeting, that's their day two of 2 days worth of meetings, and yes, it's Russ, not Ross, thank you, will be running that day, but in fact their plan is that they will have an earlier finish. So Russ is not going to be in Marrakesh, but he's hoping to join us via Zoom. But the on-site vice chairs, whom we'll confirm whom, will hopefully be available, and we assume KC will be able to come across as well. So they're not meeting at this time, but they are meeting almost up to this time. And again, our overall review and discussion consolidation, followed by close of day, wrap up, et cetera, et cetera. Now, if you scroll down now to the appendix, you'll see what we've got in there at the moment is only what we've already sent to the GAC. So we've got questions to the GAC from the GAC work party and questions to the board and other ACs, which were actually from the GAC work party. You continue to scroll down. We've got placeholders for the same stuff from each of the other work parties. So that's the stuff that right now we would like to have filled out. You'll also find that the confirmed engagements are listed there for your reminding pleasure. If you want to start putting those into your calendars, please use this document, which the link to which I'm sure Jennifer will put into chat now. And we'll send out to your list, but there's something that some of you have asked for, and I'm sure we can also send fresh iCals out if that's something you desire as well. So with that, Pat, I think that's it for looking at it. It's a busy day, but I think it'll be a productive day. And I noticed some of our guests are on this call, so Avery's hopefully looking at her diary and seeing whether or not she can stay for the post-lunch session or not. With that, I would suggest we won't take questions. If you've got comments on this, let us know about that in our chat here or on the list, but that's our working agenda at this stage. Let's go back to our previously advertised agenda for today's call, which is going to be terms of reference and work party. Pat, where do you want to start? Work plan or the TOR?
Thank you, Cheryl. I think we should start with terms of reference.
Happy to do so. You want to run this then? Thing is, I know you've heard enough of me talking to you about the terms of reference in the last 24 hours. Just so you know, Pat and I had a Zoom call that lasted for about 3 hours, didn't it?
Yes, it was fun. I got to meet your granddaughter.
Yeah, I got to meet some of your sons. Okay, can we bring up the terms of reference document that I'm going to hand over to you, Pat?
All right, so if we can scroll down to just the background section. I'm sorry, section two. And then to the objectives area. And so what you will see in the objectives area is that we took a lot of wording from the blog, that blog posting that we put out, I guess, 6 weeks ago, 7 weeks ago, and incorporated a lot of the language that was there because it really was wanted to document within the terms of reference the setup and approach as to how we got to the goals or the objectives that we listed out by work party. So if you can all take a moment and read through that. Brendan, is there any way that we can make the document bigger on your screen that we can share? Or I'm sorry, make more of the document accessible through the window. So not let's go down to 100% or maybe 90%, or make your window bigger. So so people could kind of go through and start to read through that section and provide any feedback that you might have. I guess scroll down to just read what's visible, and then we'll move on in about 2 minutes, please. And raise your hand if you have any questions as we go through it. All right. Anybody still need more time on this section? So Brenda, if we could scroll down to where it says the main objectives, pause right there. Let everybody keep reading through, please. All right, Brenda, if you can scroll through then, there's a small sentence and then a table that I want everybody to take a look at. So what we've included here is fundamentally another table that's on the wiki that lists the actual work party and the members and the leaders of that work party. So we can scroll from there, Brenda.
A quick question from my side on a little bit up back to the objectives.
Yes, Martin.
Sorry. Yes, here. And if I missed it, I'm very sorry. But on the board, we just look at board governance and not at board community interaction, because I thought that was within scope as well. But I may have missed something, Sebastian. Any one of the board group who would like to comment on that? Or
Sebastian Bachelet speaking. Yeah, I guess you're right, Martin. We need to. It's when you we didn't write this sentence, but it's always difficult to. To summarize what we are doing, because we have much more than that. We have board effectiveness and efficiency, board composition, question about finance, strategy, transparency, and the appeal mechanism. But I guess your suggestion to add improving board governance and interaction with the rest of the committee or with the rest of ICANN could be a good idea. Thank you.
Thanks. If you can add that may be good.
You got that, Jennifer?
Sorry, so this is Jennifer. I'm just in the document at the moment. So can you just repeat exactly what you would like me to put in here, please?
I don't know who did to do that, but Sebastian speaking. Assessing and improving board governance and the relation, I don't know if it's relationship, but the relation between the board and the rest of ICANN and the community.
How does it look at the moment?
Seems to be okay for me, but
Martin, Cheryl here. If you're happy with that, for me, board community interaction does include or can include board GAC interaction. I don't think that's excluding that. So,
I think we consider GAC to be part of the community too in this way. I think we don't want to single out the GAC either, other than it's done in the bylaws. It's part of the community, right?
Okay, so it looks like that sentence is good. Good catch, people. Okay.
Yeah, the only question, Sebastian speaking, it's that is staff or ICANN org, whatever you want to call them, included or not, and if we need to include. But I think for a summary like that, it's okay, I think. Thank you.
On that, I think it's part of the board's fiduciary duties to provide oversight to ICANN org as well. So it's part of board governance as such.
All right, thank you, Martin. So then if we want to scroll down then to the section below the table, and this basically describes taking a look at how we've come to the objectives and then what we'll do with the objectives. Brenda, let's go back up to those three paragraphs in between. And so fundamentally, this is kind of an intro that Cheryl and I worked on this morning and last night, depending on where we were, introducing the objectives and why they're in different formats. We decided that last night we didn't really want to go through and try to put it all into one format since Bernie's not completely on board yet. And we would just introduce it as a process to where we're all having our own work process, which we really are, and how the work parties have different formats to their objectives. So if people, those three paragraphs, and if we have any issues or questions, please raise your hand. Martin, is that an old hand or a new hand?
Old hand, very much support the text that is here. Looks very good. I also agree very much with the need to move smart.
Okay, if there's no questions on those three paragraphs, as we scroll through the objectives, we did not touch or modify any of the objectives. Cheryl did go through and handle some pagination due to her OCD. So we can keep scrolling down, please. Brenda, we're not going to read through these since these have been pretty much stable in the document for a period of time, unless somebody would like to, and then please raise your hand. But my objective would be to go to the bottom of the objectives section. Okay, let's go to the top of the definitions. And so basically what we did is wherever we had identified an acronym within the document itself, we put the acronym and the definition in here. Sebastian, I see that you have your hand raised.
Yes, Pat, thank you very much, Sebastian Machel speaking. Yeah, just to be sure, because you say that you didn't change something, but it came to my eyes that you may have changed a little, not on the substance, but on the wording. For example, the objective for the community, for the board work party, the last one, the number 7, it seems that something will change here.
No, Sebastian, you're absolutely correct. We did change 7B. 7B, we took out, Cheryl, if I remember correctly, the IRP was, or Workstream 2 was listed here specifically, and we had identified that as a broad ATRT 3 review item, and we actually added the BAMC.
That is correct.
Okay. My apologies, Sebastian.
That is correct.
That's the one thing that we did change.
Oof, at least my eyes didn't make a mistake. Thank you, and I will update our document accordingly. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, so Brenda, if we could go to the bottom of the definition section where we have deliverables and timeframes. And the one change that we made here that wasn't, making certain that we had consistent terms throughout the document was we filled in the timeline for deliverable in terms of reference and work plan to the board. And that date we put in as the 13th of June. So basically tomorrow, except for Cheryl, I guess it's today for you. So, and Jeff, I guess it's today for you as well. All right. So if you guys give a read through that real quickly. Sebastian, is that a new hand?
No, sorry. I was trying to change the document. I'm sorry.
No worries. We can scroll down, Brenda. Not too far. I want people to be able to read through that. All right, so we can stop there. Considerations with regard to review team recommendations, please. Now, this has not changed either from previous sections except for the very last paragraph in this section. This was, Cheryl and I put this in here last night based upon some of the feedback that was received by CCTRT from the ICANN board in terms of priorities, in terms of high-level costing, who would actually get assignment and be able to implement certain of the recommendations. And we thought that to give a notion that we would identify those recommendations that are required to be bundled or needed or were precursors or dependencies on others, such that we could help with the prioritization in helping the board to consume and digest the items that we find of the most importance once we get to that point in time.
Martin?
Yes, Martin.
Just to highlight that I'm very happy with how this is developing, and I think this is a key part. This is one of the challenges we really need to tackle as a community all together in the coming period. And I think this will also be useful for me to take back to the board caucus group and explore there, because the board is also very interested in seeing how this can be resolved even better than it has been in the past. So thanks for this.
Thank you very much, Martin. So that comes to the end of section two. So is there anyone, and by show, click no in your participant window, that is not supportive of sending section two as it is, as part of the terms of reference to the board? All right, seeing no objections.
And I wasn't suggesting to have a board decision or opinion about it. It's merely to explore it now with the board caucus group as part of the process that we're in. So not as a formal submission, but thanks for checking whether people feel uneasy with this. I see none so far either.
Thank you, Martin. So if we can scroll up to section three then, Brenda, please. All right, so the first part of this is the table that just has all the all of us and where we're from. Cheryl, did we change anything in this section last night? I can't recall.
We didn't make many changes from last week. We can just continue to scroll down, please, Brenda, because obviously we know who we are. We did change the language very briefly under roles and responsibilities, just to note that, of course, when we hand this in to the Organisational Effectiveness Committee, the current operating standards for specific reviews will still be in draft. It won't be until a Marrakesh meeting, as we understand it, that the board will be considering the current draft. So we've just made that in brackets there, currently in draft. And we also modified from last week very minor modifications to support from ICANN organisation. It was very minor wordsmithing. People can read it, but there was certainly nothing substantial. We did, however, make sure that the dependencies on other organisations was a little bit clearer. So if we can scroll down on that, just making sure that we've listed, we have no intention to overlap or duplicate any work, and that it is our intention to, of course, make sure that we keep appraised of the efforts and activities going on in these other areas. And of course, some of these things are specifically something we're going to be looking at, but we're looking at it in a complementary way. Requirement in terms of ICANN org to alert us of any developments which might be changed, make a change to those lists, is something that I believe was there
last week, but we may have, I think we might have adjusted the sentence to be more like a semblance of the English language rather than how we've written it. And so I guess you can take a poll after you get feedback from Martin on the that section and move to decision-making methodology. Thanks.
Very good. Martin? Hold on, Brenda. Hold on. Martin?
Yes.
Your hands are up.
That, sorry, old hand. That's just related to the old point. I fully agree with what Cheryl just said.
Okay. Sebastian, I see that your hand is raised as well.
Yes, thank you, Sebastian Bachelet speaking. 2 points. The first one is that there is currently a comment period open about how the board seat number 14 is selected, and one of my questions how we link that with our work, not to duplicate, but in the same time we need to take that into account in the work of ATRT3. And the second, just a reminder for the recording guy, I didn't feel that we follow the operating standard for specific reviews, and you know why, and I will not add anything now.
Thanks for that, Sebastian. Cheryl here. That doesn't change anything we've stated in the terms of reference document. Fine to have it on the record. That's absolutely no problem at all. Can you articulate exactly what the point is that should be added to this list on dependencies? Pop it in the chat, and then Jennifer can add it as a bullet point.
Yeah, there is a
readable.
Yeah, I will. There is a comment period open. How the board 14 by the GMS, so one of the house, the non-contracted party house, will select, and there is a comment period open. Therefore, I don't know if we want to add it, but at least we need to take that into account. Thank you.
Is that beyond or different matter to general board governance and the accountability associated with that?
It is just because we list the work done in parallel with our work. I was just
under. Okay, well, if you can put six or seven words together, we'll make it a separate bullet point there. Pop it into chat, and Jennifer will. Pop it in, is that we've got room for the bullet point. That's fine. Okay, Pat, back to you.
Okay, thank you, Cheryl. And then, Sebastian, while you're putting together what that bullet point should look like, is there anyone who does not believe that we should forward the terms of reference with this section three as it is, barring whatever comment we're going to, or what bullet we're going to add in for Sebastian? Please select no in the participant window. All right, so I will assume that we have consensus on section three. And then section four is a short section, which I don't recall making any changes on this last night, Cheryl, but if everyone could take a quick read through it, because this is how we're going to go through and document our decisions and how we're going to work through the process. So please take a quick read on that, just to remind yourselves, and then I'll ask the same question when we get done with that.
Pat, Cheryl here. Just while they're reading that, it strikes me that you and I did discuss the benefit of having at least on the landing wiki page our staff recognised and listed, and then the link in this document to that wiki page can be put into the section that is relating to ICANN.org support of our endeavour. We think Pat and I thought it was quite reasonable to have our hardworking and valuable staff recognised, but obviously we wanted to float that with you all, and including the staff. It seems to me that we can click on those landing pages and find out who the members of the review teams and indeed if they be the individual work parties from that page, but we have absolutely no idea who the staff support is on any of the review teams, and we think it would be a useful change to that wiki. It shouldn't take a lot of time to do, Jennifer, so if you could think about that, and if no one objects, that will be a, we may make that change if time allows.
And Cheryl, we had talked about doing that in the section in section three, in the section or the subsection that support from ICANN organization. That's what we
correct. Yeah.
In the TOR. So yeah. I know that we've got tools on from staff right now. So we've got Jennifer and Brenda. Is that something that you all are opposed to, or that you need to check to see what we do with that? But we had talked last night that we'd like to have you included in the terms of reference.
I mean, is it a privacy risk, whatever? Right. No idea. But, whatever it is, we don't need to, other than link to it, from the TOR. So whatever it is, if we are going to do it, can be done off the main wiki landing page.
This is Jennifer. So we have no problem with that. Thanks for your comments. So I put into the terms of reference a link to the page that's on the wiki at the moment that flags the ICANN support team. I put that into the relevant section of the terms of reference. And so unless anyone objects, then we've added that already. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Jennifer. All right. Have we gotten to the bottom? Let's go to the closure and reviews team self-assessment and read that last section, please. So since we have now gone through four of the terms of reference, is there anyone on the call today that has an issue with submitting this section as is as part of the terms of reference to the board? Go ahead and select no in the participant window, please. Okay, then seeing that we've gotten through four sections, and when the first section is really introductory about stuff that's already been done anyway, and we have not, and nobody has disagreed with what we put in the document, I think we go ahead and Cheryl declare that we have consensus on the terms of reference. And let's move to the work plan. For the work plan, Cheryl and I determined to make a couple of modifications last night. We changed some of the percentages complete, given where we are in the initial portions of the work plan. But one of the things that I want to call to everyone's attention is the center section of the work plan, which Brenda, if we can scroll down to the areas that are in the subgroups. And we use the board work party section as representative because everything is the same in the five subgroup areas. And we'll talk about the fifth one here in a second. But what we've done is we've moved to move the dates out on work plan execution. It did read May as the beginning of the work plan execution. We moved that to a June start, giving ourselves a couple of months to get through that, and then use the month of August and the first part of September to prepare the final or the initial draft that we can actually put in to do some refinement, and then work together as a complete document after that. And then taking into consideration when our fall face-to-face is at the end of October, or when we submit for public comment, which would be right before the Montreal meeting in November. So if everyone can take a look at these dates, it's pretty aggressive in terms of getting a lot of work done over the next three and a quarter months. I want to make sure that we've got buy-in on this schedule. So if you have any issues or concerns with the timing, please go ahead and raise your hand. All right, thank you. And then Brenda, if you can scroll down to the yellow section, it says other as needed. So this section follows on the same timelines and it doesn't necessarily have actual work assigned to it at this point in time, largely because Cheryl and I thought that we would leave this section in so that if anything falls out that we need to do a separate section with another work party, that we could catch that in this and have its own timeline if we identified another area in the next 2.5 months or so that we wanted to also address. So this is a catch-all. There's no tasks or no research actually assigned to this section at this time. And then Brenda, if you'll scroll down to review team and draft report. So that essentially what we would do here is while we're going through the subgroup work party for the next 2.5 months, we go ahead and take a look at format over the next couple of months and what makes sense. And then starting in August, rolling into September, we will actually produce the draft report such that we could publish it for public comment on the 30th of October. Again, that's going to be in between our review meeting, our face-to-face in Singapore, and it's also the week before ICANN 66 in Montreal, so that we can at least have it out and have some discussions at ICANN if people are so inclined to read it between that point in time when we meet in Montreal, we can discuss it, but it will certainly still be out for public comment at that point in time. And then the final report, no dates were changed on that. We took into account the ICANN staff's review period when they take a look at the public comments and put out a summary publication. We took into account that they shut down the factory for a week in December over the holidays and to produce something by mid-January so that we could fundamentally meet a March close on the process. Any questions, concerns?
So, not a question or concern, Pat, but it just seems that it's timely for us to float for consideration. We don't actually have to have the answers yet, but I think it's timely while we're looking at the face-to-face meetings listing here that, you know, we're not suggesting we would be meeting from the 2nd of November to the 7th of November in Montreal. That would be an extremely long face-to-face meeting for ATRT3. But as you know, there is not a particular impediment for us to have a pre-meeting opportunity, the same as we're doing in Marrakesh. I guess the question for you all to consider from Pat and I at this stage is the desirability or otherwise of it being a one day before the formal meeting starts or 2 days before the formal meeting starts. I think we're open to either, but if you can start thinking about that and we can put that to bed as a as an item in our administration during the Marrakesh meeting. That's about it, isn't it, Pat?
I think so, but that's the long meeting, so 2 days is going to be...
Yep, I know, all huge. Right. I mean, one day is fine. I think we'll need the 1 day. But, you know, if there's an argument out there for more, then let us know now, particularly because travel needs to be organised very soon, as in days, from the Marrakesh meeting. So we need to get on to letting constituency travel know whether or not a 0 day is going to be running for us.
Very good.
Thank you.
Sebastian, your hand is raised.
Yes, thank you, Pat. Sebastian Machin speaking. I just want to be sure that I understood what you say about the document we will produce with our Singapore meeting and how you want to handle that after, because there is a written rule that any document need to be sent 3 weeks in advance to the NICAN meeting, and we will be inside those 3 weeks, and therefore we will have trouble to use the output of our Singapore meeting to the discussion during the Montreal meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Sebastian. That's absolutely correct, that for consideration by the board or consideration by the community, we do have to have that 3 week lead time. But our intention is to get it posted for public comment right before the ICANN 66 meeting, so that if people are so inclined to have a conversation about it, the document's out, those who will be in attendance are available, but it's not for a formal consideration because we'll actually be in, from an intent standpoint, in the public comment period. So it's in that 40 or 41 day window to where it's out for the community to provide comments, not for formal consideration at any point, at any meeting, at the meeting.
Thank you. But Sebastian again, okay with that. If I recall well, and I didn't check the last version of that, but the 40 days or 41 days are not taking into account the ICANN meetings. Therefore, we need to be sure what is the time we include in our draft work plan. Thank you.
Yes, thank you for that, Sebastian. We'll make sure we consider that at the time. Okay, so if there are no objections to this being considered for submission to the ICANN board, or actually being linked to from the terms of reference document for the board to review, along with the terms of reference, I think that please go ahead and say no if you have objections to that through the participation window. And seeing none at this time, Cheryl, I think we declare that we have consensus on the draft work plan version 2.
Excellent. And the only very minor edit may be that we make it clear at the top of this document that the work plan is in fact a living document. I mean, you'd have to be crazy to realise that something with percentages that is constantly being updated is not, but we will make it blatantly obvious to the casual reader that the work plan is a living document.
Very good. Jennifer, if we can go ahead and do that, that would be fantastic. Thank you.
I will add something in there. This is Jennifer. Thanks.
Thank you very much. All right, so I think we're done with that section of the agenda, Cheryl. So if we can go back to the full agenda for today. And we are now...
We certainly are, and we can get it off as soon as possible then, Pat. It might even sneak in somewhere in the earlier than the 13th, if we're lucky.
All right.
Pat knows why. Because when it was 13 pages long, I argued we should hand it in on the 13th, and now it's 12 pages long. I'm going to argue that we should try and hand it in on the 12th.
Argue away.
I like symmetry. What can I say?
All right. So sort of the section of any other business, anybody have anything else to bring up, please raise your hand in the participant window. Vonda is applauding. Excellent. Cheryl, did you have anything else that you wanted to bring up today?
Other than my thanks for the amount of work that's been going on, I mean, for the observers on this these weekly calls, you know, there are the calls that the work parties are doing in between the weekly calls. So, you know, and of course the offline work that they're doing on list and in their own Skype chats, etc. So, you know, yes, we're a bit late handing in this homework. In fact, we will be a whole 10 days late handing in our homework. We want to thank Avery and her Organisational Effectiveness Committee for allowing Pat and I to get down on bended knee and say the dog ate our homework and could we rewrite it out again. But no, she understands that in the absence of having our technical writer formally on board, we're running a little bit behind, so she was able to exercise a little bit of flexibility. But we're quite happy with this document, and we hope it will be well received by the Organisational Effectiveness Committee and the very relevant parts of the board. But it's all your good work, people, so thank you, one and all. You might even give them an early mark today, Pat.
Yes, I want to amplify the Cheryl's comments. I think it's a lot of good work, and we should be proud of the document and proud of that. It's going to be a busy summer though. We got a lot to get done too. So okay, so thank you, and with nothing else for any of the business, Jennifer, if you could read back to us the confirmed actions, decisions reached.
Hi, this is Jennifer. Thank you, Pat. So the action item that I captured first is for staff to resend the list of engagement sessions during Marrakesh to the team list, which I believe Brenda has efficiently already completed. And then decisions reached, the team reached consensus on the terms of reference document and on the work plan. So congratulations and thank you for your work on that. And as an action item out of that, staff will send that to the board and the SONECs. And so I'll send a note just to the yourself, Pat and Cheryl, just to confirm that the language in it is, you're okay with that. And then we'll get that off first thing my morning tomorrow. And please do let me know if I missed anything or any other updates, actions, decisions reached. Thanks.
Thank you, Jennifer. And Cheryl, if there's nothing else you want to close with, I think we're done for the day. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, everyone. Bye.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.